Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is a Monday, September the 18th, 2017. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Greatly appreciate you all. We plan on having a live show for you today, and it is going to be a good show, I hope. So definitely, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. So with that being said, let's jump into some very, very important administrative things that we need to take care of for today's Monday show. And that is, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you hit the homepage, and then there you'll see the donation prompt that's there in the margin. Just hit that, and that will lead you in how you can give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network stays on air, because the only sponsors that it has is you. It doesn't have any mainstream media outlets or major corporations, because this is not pushing the overall subjugation and enslavement propaganda. So they don't support it. And that needs to be supported by you. Those that are gaining from and benefiting from it, please do that. Give a financial contribution, please. Also, if you'd like to support the network, you can do it as well as going to and being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community was put together so that you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. And you could easily do that by also at the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network. You will also see a capital B with a black background, and click that for BTR Community, and that's the social media outlet. Become a member for only $24 a year. $24 for 12 month subscription to membership to the BTR Community platform, where is a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activities. You can post stuff about you, yourself, your business, things that you find interesting, things that you think are relevant, and use as a overall central place for coming together to respond to different things in an appropriate way. Great, great information that is there. So definitely want to be a part of it. And then this way you won't be adversely affected, because you think that Facebook is free. It's not. There's a very, very high cost. And that cost is more than what we really look at, because there's more of this in a dollar denominated value that's there. So believe me, many people have not gotten a lot of things because of it, jobs, opportunities, and everything else because of it. And it has cost so much more. It's a data mining resource. So definitely come on over to BTR Community. Also, if you would like to save as a king or queen, or as a lady and a gentleman, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, mint.com, and check out what we have in inventory there, and then definitely jump in on that opportunity. You can save as a king or queen, or as a lady and a gentleman, get real money, and that way you are not a complete slave to the system. The system wants you to stay a complete slave by them giving you a piece of paper, a notice, what the slaves have to in order to pass, in order to go into different directions. They needed a note. And that note is still there. It's known as a Federal Reserve note now. So make sure that you are saving in real money. You can do that with Prosperity Mint. We also have precious metals classes that you should be engaging in knowing what it is and leveraging it properly. So go to Prosperity Mint. And before you purchase, check out what's there, and then hit info@prosperitymint.com, email, and someone will get back to you. Let them know that you heard about it here on Tando and that you want to learn to purchase, and someone explain to you the proper way of purchasing the precious metals so that you will be in a position of advantage. Do not skip that process. Very, very, very important. Email, leave a number where someone can call you back. Greatly appreciate that. Okay. Also, Legacy Management Group is having a family structure, legally structure your family seminar, and that's going to deal with trust and foundations this weekend of September the 23rd and 24th in Dallas, Texas. We've been posting it. Just go to some of our postings inside of BTR Community, and you can register there. Is legacy is lgmt.com. Excuse me, lgmxt.com. You'll see it. It's $350 for one ticket. Two tickets is $500. And this is going to be a lot about trust and foundations. I will have a presentation that I will be giving on current events, the precious metals, and things that you should be doing to properly structure yourself, become your own bank. And definitely that is going to be there, $350 for single tickets, $500 for two tickets here in Dallas. Go to the website, or if you need information, you want to attend, we'd love to see some of you guys there. You can text me at 951-790-8330. Speaking of texting me, also, if you were interested in the trace minerals that Sabrina talked about on Friday, and that was the same, some of the same of the trace minerals that was sent to Michael Emanuel for his germ cell cancer. And Jada has come on numerous times and talked about the overall response that Michael has had to everything, and which he contributes to the overall trace minerals. Think about it. If your body is getting what it needs, it will do what it's supposed to do. Not a hard concept to believe. If you're not giving your body what it needs, then it will not do what it's supposed to do, and it will be subjected to responding in an abnormal way, meaning illnesses. So these are the things that the system has kept from us to set us up to always be in a position of disadvantage and in lack, when that is not the overall program or the direction that we need to go in. It's already been laid out. It's right there. The truth is there. It doesn't need us. We need the truth. So definitely, if you would like to get into that, for those of you that did text me since then, I sent you a link yesterday. If I missed you, text me 951-790-8330, and I will send you that link. The actual call is going to be tomorrow. And on Thursday, right after Tando Radio Show. So if you're interested in that, just text me 951-790-8330, and say, would like to know more about the trace minerals. I've got a lot of response from people. Definitely you could do that, and I will send it to you. Also, if you'd like to trade the cryptocurrencies with us, you can do that by going to rcryptocurrencies.com. For those of you that are in that, we will talk this evening, 15 minutes after Tando Radio Show goes off. For those of you that are trading the cryptocurrency, we won't be there very long, though. There's a lot of things got to get doing and working on the project. So my time is crazy. So got to manage my time and make sure for a lot of you that haven't signed up, if you haven't signed up and need some information on how to and why to, there are some other things that are out there, but I know about some other things. And to me, the TradeCoin Club group is probably some of the best. You know, one person asked me, hey, will I ever get back? One of the things you want to do with TradeCoin Club is you definitely want to, with ourcryptocurrency.com, you definitely want to put a whole Bitcoin in. You definitely, because the overall benefits is going to be from there. One person asked me, hey, if I put that Bitcoin in, will I get that Bitcoin back? The actual Bitcoin that you put in, no. It's just like when you invest in something in cash. They don't give you the exact same cash back, but what you will get is more of a return. You're not going to come away with just one Bitcoin. You're going to gain more than a Bitcoin. From since I've been in it, I've earned actually over a Bitcoin from my initial investment. So I'm good. I'm happy with the returns. While I'm able to do other things, it works out. So just works out for me. And a cost per average thing is one of the better trading platforms. The people look at the fees and they say the fees are higher, but other places hide how they charge you, and you're not getting anywhere near as much. So that's just the way it goes. So I'm happy with it. So if you are interested in that, you can go to rcryptocurrency.com, sign up, and then I'll see that you signed up, and then I will get you the information. But the best option is to put one full Bitcoin into the trading platform. That is where you're going to get the best returns. I wouldn't do anything more than three Bitcoin. I wouldn't do more than three Bitcoins, but there's other ones. You could do six Bitcoins. But if you have six Bitcoins, you probably have about 50 or so, and you may not want that overall return on that is sick. Really, really good. So if you have that type of exposure, if you have that type of Bitcoin leverage, definitely you would want to do it. You can go to rcryptocurrency.com, text me 951-790. And if you have any questions or comments, so it's a great program, but you have to be leveraged correctly. Okay. All right. So before we get going, also let me see. It was something else. Everyone continue to support Michael Emmanuel. It's right there on the Black Talk Radio Network's homepage. Please support, continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel, who's recovering from germ cell cancer from this summer. Had his chemotherapy and everything else. So we want to get him the proper nutrients so that he can be able to actually continue to want him for him to stay in remission and be able to detoxify his body from that. Okay, so ready to go with today's show. I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to jump into what's in the news. There's so much stuff that's in the news. Mondays is crazy. Won't be able to go through all of these that's there, but definitely want to hit on some of the ones, and then we're going to get into today's show. If you'd like to give us a call at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Today's show is weapons and tactics that will be great assets in the future. Definitely need to be talking about that. Weapons and tactics that will be great assets in the future. And there's all kinds of weapons and tactics, and we're going to try to definitely have that with you all. And so that's today's show. If you'd like to get in on that conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. All right, so let's jump into some of the things of what's in the news. My man Roz posted this one, and you got it from a Strategic Melanin, who posted this one. Was Natural News, New York Times, the spiking the food supply was sterilization chemicals to cause global infertility and depopulation. A November 4th, 1969, New York Times featured an article that called for the sterilization chemicals to be added to the food supply. Yes, and there was a lot of other things that were added to a food supply. That's why different people are acting in crazy all kinds of different ways. So, wow. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So, yes, that is definitely something that is going on that has been happening for a while. They've been the overall, just like anything else, when you are considered, when you're considered property, when you're considered human resources, when you're considered cattle, when you consider different things, they're going to put things in your food source to make you what? Docile and obedient, and to keep you in a position of disadvantage. So yes, that is definitely, why would that not be the case? This is what's been going on for a while. And no, it's not just, it's much bigger than what we think. It's actually what is a partial of the facilitating the tools that are necessary to maintain subjugation and enslavement. So definitely that is something that's happening. Let's jump on. I can't spend too much time there. Let's keep going. Great story. Next one, Rise posted this one. Man, stop moving. Rise posted this one. He said something others could use in a pinch to save her own life or someone else's. I probably looked ridiculous. California woman foils armed robbery using tricks she learned on Law and Order. I probably looked ridiculous. California woman foils armed robbery using tricks she learned on Law and Order. An Oakland woman disrupted her own armed muggers while traveling on a mass transit by first freaking out and then recalling something she saw on the popular TV show Law and Order. I don't know what that is. Roz put that in, so I know it's relevant. So check out that one. Next article, Roz posted this one from Ancient Origins. Hurricane Irma leaves island of Barbados uninhabitable for the first time for 4,000 years. And there's more storms going that way. Maria is going that way as well. Check out that next article. Rise posted this one. He says AI is going to take a lot of people's jobs in the area where we least suspect it. Next, we'll be looking at robot rappers produced by DJs too, by Autobot DJs too. So robots conduct and lead beautiful orchestrated performance. So check out that article. You know, AI has been around for a very, very, very long time. It's been around for so long. And you know, as things expand, we think that they're new, and it's not. It's like the overall Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies has been around forever. The program they just reinvented and say it's something new. And use it on the same. It's been here for a very, very, very long time, and it will continue to expand itself. So check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from DW.com. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Deutsche Wills. U.S. tourists hospitalized after acid attack in France. Check out that article Roz posted there. Next article, real good one, and Roz said, here it is. China moves on new world order, will buy oil with gold-backed currency, bypassing the U.S. petrodollar standard. And this one comes, Roz got that from Anonymous News. It says, so we're definitely going to take a look at that. In a direct challenge to the U.S. imperialism, China yuan-denominated contract backed by gold will lead to oil-exporting countries bypassing using the U.S. petrodollar, Beijing, China, in an effort to hedge against the U.S. So check out that. We'll probably take a look at that. Next article, Rise posted from The Independent. What psychologists learned about 5,000 genius kids for 45 years. Definitely check out that one. This is from Business Insider. So let me go a couple of things down. I got to hurry up here. Another good article. Here we go. Let me see. Now, next, here we go. Roz posted this one from the Intercept.com. Israeli security forces are training American cops despite history of rights and abuse. And I will say this, I know this for firsthand. Yes, that is very, very true, that these trainings is actually long. The overall so-called American police departments have been sending people over for training into Israel for so many years. I remember when I was first introduced to it, I was so pissed. so pissed, and they're doing that. And yes, this is definitely nothing new. It's happening. It's been happening for a while now. So check out that article. Next article, let me go. This one, Raj said this one came from Big Diesel Chicago. Amazon caught selling illegal fully automatic gun parts in the ATF sting to convict his own customers with felony crimes. Check out that article. Man, know what you're doing. Be aware. Next article, Raj posted this one, is from RT International. He says this is the U.S. A code of how to treat us, which is the black codes. They are still active right now to abuse and kill us. To abuse and kill us is the law of the land. Don't tase me, I'm pregnant. Police deploy a stun gun on a mother-to-be. Ridiculous. A police officer repeatedly used his stun gun on a pregnant woman during a traffic stop in Mississippi. She was struck in the abdomen despite repeatedly pleading with the officer not to. Wow. It's all setting up for, it's going to be crazy, y'all. It's going to be crazy. So definitely we need to be talking about some of these things and coming up with our own solutions that will bring about in where we can have the overall fulfillment of our own prosperity. So check out that article. Next article is a couple other people that posted this as well. I saw this earlier over the weekend or last week. Didn't have a chance to post it, but great find. This one comes from RT International. Petrodollar ends looms as China and allies dump it in oil trade. Jim Rogers, very, very important. We've had Jim Rogers play some of his stuff here. Very significant. Next article, I got this one from Reuters. More than 80 people were arrested in riots as riots police break up St. Louis protest over officers' acquittal. More than 80 people were arrested on Sunday night, yesterday, last night, as protesters in St. Louis over the acquittal of a white police officer who had shot a black man turned violent for the third night running. Police in riot gear used pepper spray, arrested the demonstrators who had defied the orders to disperse following a large peaceful protest. This is ridiculous. There is no more of a heinous crime than to plant a gun on someone that you shot. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why this is happening, because this is what the system wants to happen. The individuals that are passing these psychological profiles to become involved in law enforcement, is not even really law enforcement, is upholding the overall subjugation and enslavement of people. Reason why these individuals are being hired, because they fit the psychological profile and they know exactly what they're doing. This is why I always say you can never, ever, ever try to change something that you didn't create. Why aren't we creating the things that we feel are necessary to facilitate our overall objectives? You can't change the police departments because you didn't create them. And I had to learn that the very hard way. Yes, a lot of you don't know, or may not know, or may not think, but there are a lot of incidents that do not happen because there are people that say hell no. But there are a lot of instances that you don't know about that do happen where people do say, we could get away with it. I could do it, and this person to protect me, because the system will protect them. The problem to the overall policing problem, and I talked about it here, is that until your community, until our community, until you hire the police officers, or the so-called those that are going to be the peace officers, until you hire the peace officers, those peace officers will never have any alliance to you at all. They will be upholding the overall system that hires them. That's the natural progression of people anyhow. So why am I saying this? This is going to be a part of today's show, part of the weapons and the tactics that I think should be deployed. We've been seeing this for a long time, and it's not going to change because of one reason. We've been systematically indoctrinated and domesticated to make a plea to the very system that created the problems that we have to offer the solutions. Who's stupid and who is naive and who is crazy here? Is it the system or is it us? And I'm sorry to put it that way, but that's really what it is. How will you ever, as Malcolm said, who taught you to hate yourself? How can you ever bring about any meaningful changes that are adversely affecting you unless you provide the solution? But see, the system has always taught us to indoctrinate us to obey from the schooling that we've got from a very, very young age. At some point, a bad relationship has to be determined by the abused. And the only way that relationship will change, the abuser is not going, if the overall abuse that is being rendered is not enough for them to change, what makes you think that you're going to get them to change, that the system will change by you doing what the system says that you have to do in order to facilitate a change? That is an oxymoron. That is not a change. That is the same direction. You are going in the same, you have the same azimuth. You have the same course. You have the same heading. And that heading is for your demise and destruction. This is going to continue until I, no longer participate. And people will say, well, how will you do that? I would say this. I have a size 10 and a half. And if you have a size 11, my shoes won't fit you. We have to determine what fits us. You have to determine what fits you. When we start to put the onus of importance upon ourselves and our heirs and our overall direction and our sovereignty, then we won't ask so many questions that are the obvious solution. If I have a size 10 and a half and you have a size 11, you can't wear my shoes. So the solution to every problem is something that you have to ask yourself, what is it that I can do differently? What is a real meaningful change here going to do? What is the solution? I'm going to say this. There are no problems. There's just an opportunity for solutions. See, one of the things that I think happens to us is that we look at problems waiting for a solution. We don't look at opportunities for solutions. Meaning, opportunities for solution means that you have to initiate it. Or else, we continue to do the same thing and get the same crazy results that we've been getting in the past. And it's only going to speed up even more. Because there's a reason for the season. So, check out that article. Let me see how much real quickly. Okay, we're good. Really quickly. All right, so let me continue here. I missed my place. All right, so wait a minute. I think we got a caller in queue. My man Thomas. Hold on, Thomas. Let me get through what's in the news. I'll come right to you, brother. Hold on 1 second. So check out that article. Next article I posted this one. This one came from Fox News, lying like a Fox News. and Alan Dershowitz, hard left and hard right, both engaged in identity politics. See, this is the demise of us all. They got these people thinking that this is the group that you're supposed to be with, and these people over here thinking that this is the group you're supposed to be with, and you're supposed to fight each other, and you don't even know the people. We're upholding someone else's agenda. That's being a sellout, when you compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. It's far greater than just the prithee. It goes very, very deep. When we're not exercising our free will, someone else is using the energy of our free will for their benefit. When you're not exercising the abilities of your free will, someone else is executing that energy that you produce. Very important. Next article. I got this one from, and this is going to be a part of today's show. This one's from Russia Insider. Russia Insider. China must pray that the U.S. carries out its threat to cut it off from the dollar. Very, very important article for today's show. In my opinion, we'll take a look at it. Let me hurry up so we can get into today's show. There's some other things, and just before we do that, there's some other things you definitely, there's a lot there that need to be looking. Let me go through them. It's not that many more. Let me run through these real quick. Next one. Raj posted this one. Let me try to pull this one up. And this is from boingboing.net. Okay, here it is. It just came out. Okay, cool. Florida Power and Light lobbyists made it illegal to use solar during outage. What? What? Florida Power and Light lobbyists made it illegal to use solar during outage. This is what the system does. This is what the see what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is that they're making you, they're corporatizing us to everything. And in corporatizing us to everything, that's the real energy behind this all. This is, it's not funny, but some of the stuff is crazy. Check out that article. I'm going to have to read that one. So good article, Roz, as always. Next article, AP, young immigrants shout down Democratic leader, celebrity figurehead leader, Nancy Pelosi. So check out that article. Roz posted that one. Next one. This one, Roz posted this from AP News. All poison. That's what I'm name AP News. All poison. All poison news. 15K Mountain Montana student returns to school after cyber threat. Check out that article. I posted this one. Why no one has shot down North Korea's missiles. And I got that one from Newscoms. And Raj posted this one. This is interesting. A brain implant to restore sight will enter clinical trials. Raz posted that one, and then I posted from Defense One. No, and the reason this is it kind of an answer to why no one has shot down North Korea's missiles. No. Why? Because they can't. No, we can't shoot down North Korea's missiles. Check out that article from Defense One. I posted this one from Reuters. U.S. and celebrity figurehead Ambassador Haley, UN has exhausted options on North Korea. And this is from Cerebrally Naive Network. Latest North Korea missile test renews U.S. talk of military options. And just before we get into today's show, how do I want to do it? I'm going to just say this. This is going to be a part of today's show. The overall military option looks like is going to be something that's going to be used. It could be used tonight or tomorrow, and very significant because the new moon will be up tomorrow. And one of the things with airstrikes is that you wait for the new moon, or you wait for a new moon to be in place before you carry out airstrikes. So definitely that is could happen, and there's a new moon today, and they're a day ahead of us. So that is relatively soon, the new moon, and this overall military engagement could actually happen very soon. I'm going to read an article about this, not the new moon, but the overall, the military option and why this is so, so right here and what we need to be doing. So that is what's in the news. So we got a caller in queue. Want to go to the caller, then I'm going to get into to the topic of today's show's weapons and tactics. And excuse me, one quick second. Today's show is weapons and tactics that will be greatly that will be great assets in the future. So if you'd like to have any questions or comments about that, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We got a caller in queue. I believe it's my man T out of NYC. Thomas, you there?
That's Brother Dave. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, brother? Got you loud and clear.
Thank you, man. How you feeling today, man?
I'm good, brother. Good to hear from you, man. I always love to hear, you know, because I grew up, I don't know if you know, Thomas, I grew up in Jersey, just across the bridge. So just to hear, you know, our overall dialect is always encouraging to me. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, where we're from, on Hackensack, Englewood, where you from, Englewood Cliffs, or up that way?
The very first place that you named, yes.
Got you, got you. Okay, I'm from Jersey City, but I live in Harlem. But yeah, I'm from Jersey City.
Okay, okay. So you know, and, yeah.
And I still work there. I work in the hospital overnight. And,
How'd you know? Wait, Thomas, it's so crazy. That's what I love about it. But how did you know? The first place that you answered is where I'm from.
Well,
how did you know?
When you said over the bridge, it's only a couple of places
right.
that they allow black people to live over the bridge. Hackensack being one, and you know, like Englewood Cliffs, nah. Not unless you Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Or there, somebody, you know. But yeah.
I knew that's what you were going to say. I just wanted everybody to hear it for themselves. There's only a couple of places. But go ahead, T.
Yeah, I was thinking either there or T-Neck. I was going to say that the thing you played about the hip-hop box. Now, on Sony, Sony, let's put Sony in perspective. Sony, a company started after World War II. A company that you should call Rockefeller.
Yeah,
Asia, because it's Standard Oil New York. That's Sony. That's what Sony stands for. So
yeah,
Sony,
it's not an Asian company. Exactly what Thomas just said is absolutely right. It's an oil company. It's had nothing to do with Asia. Most people think. But go ahead, T. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
They have these Flobot machines. Now with these Flobot machines, right? These flow machines, rather not Flobot, flow machines. They took all the Beatles songs, put them in the flow machine. And the flow machine made 16 original Beatles songs using the same, just copying the voices, was able to mimic them, pretty much play, figure out how each one played the instrument. So you can't tell these new songs from the originals. You wouldn't even be able to tell which one was a real Beatles song from which one wasn't. So just imagine when they start making hip-hop that way. You know, you can just download all Jay-Z songs and then put out a new Jay-Z album 20 years after he's dead, and it sounds like it's all new material. You know, so they're really slick with that AI. And the last thing I wanted to say to Scotty, I just went to Vince Husky, that website I told y'all, and that new Hurricane Maria is going to make landfall, according to Vince Husky. When it showed New York, it didn't show it making landfall. It just showed it off the coast of like Long Island. But
mm-hmm.
I was thinking it could turn
mm-hmm.
either way. But this one is showing it hitting directly in North Carolina area. So I just want him to be prepared. And that looks like it's going to be in about 5 to 7 days when it makes that downfall. So just be prepared in that region. If y'all need to start buying water now, collecting food, you know, because I know this show deals with preparedness. And the best way to be prepared is to be to anticipate the worst. So with a couple of weeks out, it's looking pretty. This weather thing has this weather website hasn't been wrong yet. Every place that said these things were gonna hit, it hit. So even the one that's here, the Jose, which is off the coast of New York, just like when it showed it was gonna be off the coast, not really doing too much more than causing a rain situation here. This one is showing a direct impact on North Carolina, And I'm not too familiar with the state. Where it showed it was hitting, I wasn't familiar with those cities, but I looked them up, and I see that that's North Carolina.
My man. Man, hey, check this out, Thomas, dude, for our AI stuff, and man, you got to be our resident expert on this stuff, because you got it down, and because that's very, very important, and Thomas is absolutely right. Now that you got some time before this thing hits, so make sure, you know, what we always say, you prepare for a hurricane when the sun is shining. You prepare for things to go awry when no one else is preparing, and he's absolutely right when he said that, you know, now's the time to prepare, because you prepare for the worst. And what do you lose? You know, I have an old saying, you know, you prepare. And if nothing happens, you still could use what it is that you acquire to prepare. But if you fail to prepare, you have the opportunity to lose everything. Have the opportunity to lose everything. So don't risk it. This stuff is real. So that overall tech, you had spoke about that technology last week, and I heard somebody else and I saw something else, and so I know you're real familiar with it. So I just rather rely on you for that. And I also saw Thomas that Jose is going to kind of do a loop around possibly. So these things is crazy, but man, keep us abreast on all of this stuff, man. Your information is valuable for everybody in the North Carolina area. As T said, man, they've been calling this right on where it's going to hit. So Maria is supposed to go. He's got some time. He's going to go through Puerto Rico, who doesn't need to get hit with it. I mean, nowhere else really needs to get hit, but it's probably going to turn. Just like, because they're telling you what they're going to do. We're going to turn it right around here. It's going to hit North Carolina. Why is that so important? Imagine this country. Let me tell you, and I'm going to do a show about this later this week. The overall debt defaults from these hurricanes is going to, it has the possibility to top over $1 trillion. Done. And we all need to be prepared for that, and it's all going to come to that. So, man, T, great points, brother. And if you want to jump back in at any time, definitely do that. If I'm reading something, just let me know you're there. You had a comment on it, so greatly appreciate the information as always, brother. So, okay, Scotty, make sure that. Sorry about that, T. I didn't, because there's always a little delay. Go ahead, T. What are you going to say?
No, I was slow on the mute button. I said if I had something else to comment on, I'll jump in. And no problem, brother. Anytime, man. I love the show.
For sure.
It's Scotty's show.
For
as
sure,
well.
Man. Man, much love, much respect. Very, very important. Yeah, that's one thing. When you're on the show here, I always got to give you some time because the mute button, we always got to refine it and everything else. So definitely, Scotty, and I know Scotty hopefully will be out of harm's way. But Scotty, of course, and everyone here, listen, we have people throughout that are a part of our family still in Houston. We, you know, still there's so many things that's happening, and we need to be really bracing for everything. Scotty, definitely keep us abreast as to where you're hearing and how this could affect you. North Carolina, I mean, I got family in the Carolinas as well, and actually went to school in Carolina, in North Carolina. So definitely going to be watching this, and that is one of the things about the Carolina. When it hits the Carolina as a hurricane, it's a little different than hurricanes hitting other. Well, when the hurricanes hit on the eastern seaboard, it's a little bit different. It doesn't. It's not like in as much as New Orleans or in Houston or in the Gulf region, because in that area of the country, there's a lot of trees. And you get a lot of trees that go down. The power line goes down. The homes, you know, trees falling on homes and everything else. They get flooding, but in certain areas. But the winds are the real, real concern and the real, real problems with hurricanes there, knocking down trees like you know, toothpicks. And that becomes real, real, real problematic. So we got to watch that for sure. And even up in New York City, you know, in there, you know, the overall, depending on how things turn, the overall swells could have some effect with power in the city. And believe me, growing up, I was in New York as a kid when one of the largest blackouts happened. We talked about it before. There's been another blackout since then. I wasn't back home then, but was there as a kid when that first one went. Boy, that turned me into a prepper. Soon as the lights came, soon as the lights went out, I was a prepper. So we definitely need to be on guard for that. All right, so let's jump into today's show. And today's show, let me just get cued here. Today's show is weapons and tactics that will be great assets in the future. Now, the reason why I want to say that, I want to talk about a couple of different things. There's two articles I definitely want to read. I want to read this one first. Really quickly, and to get you all prepared for some of the things that could be changing in the very, very near future. That all the indications are there and telling you that things could happen. And one of the things is that they tell you different things from the past, and then they don't allow them to happen because it's all orchestrated. It's like a false start. It's like a threat that doesn't go through, because when they do certain things, they wanted to catch everybody by surprise. And this is very, very true. If you really look at how everything is strategically placing itself globally, it's placing itself for what I call GNW1, which is going to first start as WW3, World War III, then is going to move into GNW1, which is Global Nuclear War One. It won't be the first time that there's been a nuclear exchange between fighting forces here on this planet. You would hear that there's only been a receiver of a nuclear device when the U.S. dropped two nuclear bombs in an act of terrorism on Japan. That's what it was. Why is anybody sanctioned the U.S.? They're the only ones that have admitted and globally admitted to using nukes. Why is there no sanctions? Why is there no global outcry against that? Why is it, it's hypocritical, but that's the way the system works. But here's what we need to look at, the immediate threat to push ourselves and put ourselves in a position of advantage. And this is about weapons and tactics here, because of what's about, in my opinion, what definitely could happen. And you need to brace yourself for that. Brace for impact. Brace for impact, brace for impact. Okay, so here's what I want to say, is that the international community is definitely preparing for a military response to North Korea. And they're giving you all of the signals. So I want to read this real quick. International community should brace itself for military options against North Korea. While the United Nations imposed a series of sanctions against North Korea, the former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Monday, today, urged that the international community to brace itself for all possibilities, including military options. This is their way of telling you, here it comes. And this, let me just say this, this military option that they plan on using is not going to work. You didn't beat North Korea in the 50s. What makes you think that you could beat them in 2017 when their overall position has strengthened? And the overall reasons are much greater, even though they are all in a fraternity among themselves against us. But here's what it is that we need to know to properly position ourselves, to be in leverage, to be aware, to be prepared. Never scared, always prepared. Here we go. One second. Got a little problem here. Okay, so here we go. Let me read this article. Very, very important. Moon said, "We must be ready for confrontation at any consequences and eventualities, including military options to address North Korea's threat," Ban said in the security forum in Seoul. "And otherwise, North Korea would be emboldened," noting that North Korea's nuclear program poses the most serious threat here since the Korean War. Ban asserted that the international community has to take all necessary measures when chips are down. His remarks came as a growing frustration over North Korea's relentless pursuit of nuclear ambitions. Let's stop right there. Why are you worried about North Korea's nuclear ambitions? There are other countries in this world, so-called, that have nuclear weapons. When they were developing them, there was no outcry for their nuclear ambitions. Israel has nuclear weapons, and there is no require them for them to sign any treaties that everybody else, the Non-Proliferation Act, they don't even have to sign it. Why is there such a double standard? Because that's what subjugation and enslavement is always about. It's about getting people to obey and surrender their overall energy and control to the overall legislators of the written law, which are always immoral, unjust, and malevolent. Article goes on. His remarks came as a growing frustration. Oh, no, I hit that already. Here we go. In its consistent defiance of UN sanctions, Pyongyang launched a ballistic missile Friday, just 3 days after the UN passed economic sanctions over the regime's 6th nuclear test on September the 3rd. Since North Korea conducted its first nuclear test in 2006, the UN has passed a total of 10 resolutions targeting North Korea economic activities related to nuclear ambitions. The latest one, adopted by Pyongyang's 6th nuclear test, cleared the UN in short amount of time since 2006. Such a record of caution by the UN Security Council clearly demonstrated the strong and firm will of the international community to deter North Korea from possessing nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities, Bain said. Now, why should anybody care if North Korea has nuclear capabilities and ballistic missiles and capabilities? Why? Oh, you can't punk somebody that can punch you back. And I would just say this. Here's the real nuclear option that the system doesn't want and is trying to sanction and prevent the capabilities, the nuclear capability of happening. It has nothing to do with the actual fusion, the heat fusion, the terminal fusion of splitting atoms. It has everything, the real nuclear power is you. It's I. It's us. It's we. That thermal and kinetic energy is greater than any militarized weapon of destruction that has ever been created. That's the real nuclear threat to this system. They don't want us, you, I, we, to know our real powers that are even much greater and has more kinetic force than the splitting of any atom by heat. More powerful than coal fusion, more powerful than thermal fusion, more powerful than any weapon that they have devised. But one of the keys to getting people from understanding that capability is to have other things to distract them and to keep them preoccupied and busy and tired and infirmed and under surrenderance of their free will. Because you have to surrender your free will. No one can take it. Yes, someone can forcibly take your physical life, but no one can forcibly take your life because they didn't create you. How could you kill what you didn't create? They could kill the internet. Can't kill you. So what do they have to do? They got to get us to surrender. That's the real nuclear threat. To get us to surrender, to continue to uphold, to be in agreement with, and refuse to object our overall participation in the system of subjugation and demise. That's what this whole stage is real, what the real plot and the real objective is all about. But let's go on from this standpoint and to see why this is so important. Goes on. Bang was one of the speakers addressing the 10th Pacific Army's chief conference held in Seoul. Among those attending were South Korea's Army General and Chief of Staff Kim Jong-un and his U.S. counterpart, Mark Milley. China's People Liberation Army also sent its delegate, a lieutenant general. He is the first Chinese senior officer since South Korea and the U.S. agreed to deploy the thermal high altitude area defense anti-missile system on the peninsula last year. Let me just say this. They've been talking about that the U.S. should shoot down and Japan should shoot down the overall missiles, that the ICBMs that North Korea is engaging with. And the reason why they haven't done it is because, one, they can't. And I will tell you this. No, that's not true. That actually can be done, that they don't want it to be done. Why would you shoot something down that you are facilitated and are a part of getting up in the air? Why would you go against your own best interests? The only people that ever do that are those that are schooled by the system known as us. We always go against our best interests. In so many ways. Obvious and the unobvious ways that we do it. The system tells us what to think and tells us who the enemy is, points it out to us, and then says, sick 'em. Not realizing the real problem is always the false master. It's always the controlling hand. So, go on. Describing North Korea's nuclear threats as the most urgent and grave, the threat in the region, the participants stressed the need for a firm response to North Korea and vows to enhance multilateral ties to restoring the security crisis. We will work with the international community to come up with a strong response towards North Korea. North Korea should realize that dialogue and cooperation, not nuclear and missiles, are the only means to protecting its security and guaranteeing a bright future. And I would just say this. All of this only guarantees the bright future for the very same hands of control that have been here for millions of years. And at some point, at some time, this is why depopulation is so important. This is why sterilization is so important. Because whenever you have the overall growth, let me tell you something great about this universe and great about this planet and great about what the great creator has given as a overall sustainable act of harmony. Oh, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I will give you that. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you want to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. When we come back, we're also going to get in some of the weapons and the tactics that you need to have for this as this starts to play itself out and become much more apparent. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Inshallah.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So, listen, the international community is bracing itself and readying itself for a confrontation. What is this? These are clues and hints to everyone within the system what their overall roles are going to be and what they're expected to do, so they won't be caught off guard and by surprise. And not only that, the system always tells you what it's going to do. You know, when they tell you when they tell you they're going to do some things that they've done before in the past, when we're going to start believing them? When we're going to start believing them instead of making excuses for them? I shake my head at individuals that make excuses for the system that is systematically destroying them. It's just senseless. But that's why I love you all here at Tando Radio Show, because you have already saw past that lie and you resonate in a different energy. So the world is definitely the agenda, the events that are going to be coming are definitely going to be waged around that war. And that war scenario is going to bring about much destabilization. What we're seeing, because you have to really look at it, the so-called peace officers are no longer peace officers, because you can't have military on the street. So what do? You make your peace officers the military now. Look at all the gear they have. It's militarization gear. It's because they are going to be used that way in the future, because that is what the system needs to be, to have what? The massive depopulation that is necessary to facilitate a more comfortable position of control over everyone. They are scared of the overall nuclear option that people have. They are scared of the silver lining. You know why they say a silver lining? Because silver is one of the most powerful elements. It's one of the most powerful living entities. It's one of the most powerful living species in the universe. That's why all prosperity and hope is categorized as a silver lining, because it kills bacteria, it kills the werewolf, it kills the destructor, it kills the lie and deception, it kills the leech of disease, bacteria, war, famine. And I know y'all saying, what are you talking about, Dave? You need to find out. You need to find out. So, what I see happening here is that this overall war, and what we're seeing in St. Louis, what we saw in Missouri, and what we saw in different parts of the country is just mildly the beginning. And what is it doing? It's indoctrinating and slowly getting everything out in a methodical way. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. The only thing is that we haven't been methodically constructing our own prosperity and our own system of prosperity. We've just been responsive to the one bite of one, the one bite at the elephant. As things start to destabilize, and things will destabilize, in my opinion, once the overall engagement of military response to North Korea, that will be the cover story, the plausible deniability for their attacking on you by way of the banking sector, by way of the different events that's going to be happening. You are going to have major events happening. You're going to have instances of violence all over the place. You're going to have the destabilization of the economy from the overall tools of war, by way of weather, by way of bullets, by way of biological, by way of all forms, digital. And the overall pressure will be great. And I think that you definitely need to be prepared for it with the proper weapons, the proper tactics. And so in this hour, I definitely want to talk about that. And if you have any questions or comments, please give us a call, 866-510-9025, hit **. When most people think about weapons, the first thing that they think about is they think about guns and everything else. Is that inefficient? Is that a part of it all? Yes, but there are other weapons that you should also be acquiring. One of the most effective weapons, and it is really a weapon and a tactic, the weapon of being prepared and the tactical way to use it. You should be acquiring resources. Resources is a weapon. And you should be acquiring the proper tactics of how to apply that overall resource to facilitate the overall tactical advantage of you and your family, yourself, and the overall community at large. But I would say this. Here's some of the weapons that you definitely need. One of the weapons that you are definitely going to need is you're going to need the weapon of foresight. You're going to need the weapon of methodical approaches. You're going to need the weapon of critical thinking. And you're going to have to apply them in a tactical way. Yes, you need ways to defend yourself physically. And you defend yourself physically by way of tools such as a gun and by way of food as well. The system thoroughly knows how much momentum and how much influence it gains by using food as a weapon. Look at the sterilization program, the depopulation program has made many people sick, is prevented many of us from actually developing and having more of an offspring and strengthening our overall species pool by having some of the best talents here and available. Who doesn't want that to happen? The overall system doesn't want that to happen because then that is facilitates them losing control. But let's get real pointed here, because when this thing jumps off, if it jumps off, but it already has jumped off, we are already in the overall events beyond Fukushima. You were in the events from the very first day that you were told that you were free. Harriet Tubman said, I freed many of slaves. I would have freed thousands of more if only they had known that they were slaves. When they tell you that you're free, you think that you're not a slave. Go in your pocket, pull out your pocket. If you have a note from the Federal Reserve to say that you can pass, that's because you're not free. Well, no, you are free, but you have no sovereignty. It's called the Federal Reserve note, a.k.a. a dollar bill, a.k.a. cash rules everything around me. See? All right, so let's get going. Very, very important. Right now is a critical time for you. One of the tactics that you need to be employing is silence. Silence is golden right now. Those individuals that you should have been speaking to, that you have spoke to and that responded to, there may be, you may have talked to 100 people, but only 2 people responded. No longer should you be focusing on the 98, ladies and gentlemen. Now you have to have the tactics, the tactical awareness to focus only on the 2 people that responded. Before you ask for more, take care of the ones that you already have, because those individuals that you have now is going to be the facilitators of the momentum for you to get through what we're going to be going through, what we have been going through, and what the extension of what we're going to be going through in the act of furtherance. Do not talk to any more people. One of the major importance in this tactical situation. It's too late for that. You got to focus on the individuals that you have resonated with now. And you have to weaponize that momentum. Weaponize that momentum by, 1, acquiring and getting the things that you know that you could need, you should need, and you will need. establishing the alliances and the bonds with people so that you will have the proper support that you are going to need to have and to give to others, those individuals that you resonated with. Don't speak to any new individuals. It's not time for that. One of the methodical and critical things about being engaged in an attack is that your attacker cares not about your emotions. If you care about your emotions, that is a tactical advantage for the attacker. They want you to focus on your emotions. Well, what about the, well, you have better be able to see past that now. One of the things that has always gotten our people, the people in a position of disadvantage, is that they have always wanted a benevolent outcome in benevolent means. And what I mean by that, you want the best. Can't we all just get along? Can't this all happen? And you want that in a cesspool of destructive nature. It's not going to happen. And it's only going to bring you mental illness and bring you instability. You're not going to be sound of thought, sound of reason. You're always going to be in a fantasy world. So now's the time, because this, when this thing goes off, I don't know how bad it's going to go off. I just know everything is in place. The hacking position is already in place. The shutting down the internet is already in place. The shutting down the grid has already been destabilized. And yes, these storms, as my good friend GC said, they're destabilizing all of the commerce routes, the ports. Yes, the goods, ladies and gentlemen, the goods. Food as a weapon. So you need to be ready for that, because there is no coming out of this, ladies and gentlemen. Economically, the overall direction has been set and is going to be a painful disturbance if we're not prepared. Are you going to need things to defend yourself? Yes. Let me tell you who you're going to need to defend yourself from. Your neighbors. And I'm not talking about the neighbor that you know right next door, but I could be. That may not resonate with you and may do something else. I always say, man, when a crisis hits, people go from civilized to feral real quickly. But here's the neighbor that you got to worry about. The neighborhood of people that are unprepared, that are all around you. All those individuals are going to be in great need. But when it was time for them to listen, they only heard you. But when things go awry, they're going to remember what you said. One of the things that you have to determine is that you have to have the tactical presence to know where have you exposed yourself to people being able to exploit you. I know I have, by just doing these shows. Got a plan. Before I even start doing these shows, I had a plan to do that. I don't do as many things as I used to do. Can't. Reason why you can't, because you can't have the exposure to things. And you have to know that the overall fantasy world just don't exist. When it really comes down to everything, look at what's happening throughout the world when the overall just-in-time delivery system is not there, or when a weather event, or when a war event, because a war event is much worse than a weather event. Let me tell you why a war event is much worse than a weather event, because no one comes. There is no response from FEMA. There is no response from people from all over. There is no response from There is none. It's just a panic and a scramble. You have to be ready for the isolation. You have to be ready for the yo-yo. And it doesn't matter if you are a man that has you've been tactically trained with a bunch of other men. You're just as exposed as the mother at home that has the responsibility and has her children with her, and she's the only one. Guess what? The overall cycle of life does not care about what happens. It only responds to what you respond to. So the mom at home, you are going to have to get into position. The guy at home, the father or whatever, you're going to have to get yourself in position. There are some people that live together that don't even like each other, and they are going to be at each other's throat as soon as things go awry, or it's going to change everything around. You got to be ready for everything, ladies and gentlemen, when these lights go out. And I don't really think that we realize, because we've never lived in this type of environment before, but the system has steadily been preparing for it. There's only so many squirrels and rabbits in the world, in the country. The Great Depression, all of the rodents and the squirrels were virtually almost completely wiped out. And I'm going to tell you something, this one going to be longer than the Great Depression. Because this is where infrastructure is said to have is going to be compromised. This is a sterilization program. And if you properly position yourself, you could get through it. Is it going to be easy? I don't know. For some people, it will be. For some people, it's not going to be easy. Some people that have not prepared are going to be well off, and then some people that have prepared ain't going to. First, everything is possible. So this is going to be a great opportunity for you to take things into your overall hands. That is going to be the very, very significant thing that we have to prepare for and weaponize. What are you going to build? What are you going to use to build with? And I would definitely say the more assets you have, the better position and the leverage that you'll have to build exactly what it is that you want and to see through. So I would definitely say, because of the events that are happening, you have to position yourself for the short term, the intermediate, and the long term plan. And that requires a lot of thinking from you as a person. Let me tell you why. Here's the weaponization. When you have to know what's going on, because when the lights go out or some things start to go awry, you should, let's just say you are driving down the street and all of a sudden all the cars just stopped. The lights went out and it's in the middle of the daytime, all the cars just stopped. And you know that all the cars just stopped because the car in front of you stopped. But then there's only a few cars that are still moving, and the cars that are still moving, you notice that they're real old cars. But they're having problems too, because all of the roads are unpassable, because depending on where you are, because of all the cars at work. You have to be able to identify that situation right then and there and know where you are. What situation has just happened? The likelihood is that your area has been hit and compromised with an EMP. And if that has happened, ladies and gentlemen, ain't no going back to tomorrow, man. And that should change your overall response to things immediately. The tactics that you use should be immediate. whatever it is that you're going to need, you should know the appropriate response. And you have to know that from the environment and everything going off around you. That is just like the birds. All of a sudden they were singing and then now they just got quiet. You just got a signal. Will you be able to properly interpret that signal? And you notice something. You notice there's a plane. You notice there's you close to an airport. You notice all of a sudden these planes are starting to fall out of the sky. And all the cars are to stop. You have just been hit in the EMP zone. Nothing is coming back on. And what I mean by nothing is coming back on, I'm not talking about a week or 2 weeks. Some people in Florida haven't had their services, their electricity cut. No, I'm not talking about nothing like that. I'm talking about it ain't coming back on. Now, it could be for two reasons. It could be man-made or it could be a solar flare. Likelihood, doesn't matter. The outcome of it all is still the same. Or, all of a sudden you hear on the radio that the U.S. has just had sorties against North Korea. Right then and there, wherever you're going, you should stop what you were doing and have a complete different agenda. What should that agenda be? That agenda should be, you should already know, what is it that you don't have that you need to go acquire right now? Right now. Because you got about a golden hour for the rest of the preppers in the world to know what's up and for them to respond. And then for the monkey see, monkey do mentality to follow them. And it's counting. At that time, you probably know that in the first initial stages that everyone around you is going to be kind of in shock and kind of, you know, civilized. That next day, people will be completely different. Will be completely different. That's when the weaponization of what you have has to be already enacted. If you haven't had the appropriate means or a sufficient means to protect yourself and your family, that would be the time that you would need to be acquiring one. You need to take an honest survey of where you are and who you are. Be honest with yourself. Like you've never been before. Know all of your limitations and know all of your abilities. And use them effectively to your advantage. Because if you don't, there will be no pleas. You can't rely on fortune. You have to create that fortune. This is going to be critical. Listen, we got my man Rise. I didn't see him in queue. We got my man Rise there. And I'm going to get more pointed because I got you, because I don't know what's going to happen here. You know, if it do, you need to be ready. So let me go to my man Rise. Rise, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Rise, we got like 6 minutes before the commercial break. So just so you have an idea. Okay. But go ahead, Rise.
No problem. I just wanted to chime in with two things. The first thing is I've been watching the local news here up in Jersey, and they did state that the storm Jose is supposed to spin back around. From what they're projecting, is supposed to hit Long Island and then spin back around supposedly into the Atlantic, but they said they need to monitor it further, of course, because they're playing remote control games with the weather.
Right, right,
so this is what they
right.
dictate
when have
to
you
happen,
ever seen,
but,
wait, Rob, when have you ever seen these storms spin back around, go up like Harvey, go up, hit where it hit, go inland, don't lose much power, and then go back out to what in the world? And then this one spin back, man, come on. But go ahead, Roz, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just crazy, and it's the system doing what it does. It's population control and destruction of property to facilitate martial law, all of that good stuff. And what you just said reminded me of a clip that I saw for the upcoming season of Cyber Wars on Viceland. And they were talking to, I believe it was a Russian hacker, And he was saying, he said, the reason why they're winning the war against these governments is because the governments, as far as their reaction to cyber threats, respond to them as programs, whereas the hackers right. treat them like video games. And they said just their perception of these programs and how they function and the way that they work with them put them at an advantage that these governments don't have. And this, they said specifically that they view these programs as programs, we view them as video games. So it's almost like a, you know, fight to the end, you know, battle for dominance is the way they're coming at it, whereas these programmers are programming these things with self-destruct mechanisms written in them that these hackers can exploit. The other thing I wanted to touch on was the article I sent you about China moves on the New World Order with back oil with gold backed currency bypassing the U.S. petrol dollar. There's some stuff in here that's so telling. I just want to read it briefly before we go to the break, and you can speak to this.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to read a little bit of it here. So it says, in a direct challenge to U.S. imperialism, China's yuan-dominated contracts backed by gold will let oil-exporting countries bypass using the U.S. petrol dollar. Beijing, China, in an effort to hedge against U.S. hegemony and what could be a global game changer, the world's top oil importer, China, is preparing to dominate crude oil futures contracts in Chinese yuan to be convertible into gold. The move will allow oil-exporting countries to bypass benchmarks dominated in U.S. petrol dollars, creating what will almost certainly be the most critical Asian oil benchmark, according to a report by Nikkei Asian Review. Typically, crude oil is priced in relation to Brent or West Texas intermediate futures, both dominated in U.S. dollars. The move by the Chinese will allow oil-exporting countries such as Iran and Russia to bypass U.S. sanctions by trading in yuan instead of U.S. dollars. The move is a direct result of the U.S. proclivity to use the dollar as a weapon against countries that refuse to bend to the imperial will of the United States. To make the yuan-dominated contracts more appealing, China intends to make the yuan fully convertible to gold on the Shanghai and Hong Kong exchanges. The rules, quote, the rules of the global oil game may begin to change enormously, unquote, said Luke Roman, founder of U.S.-based microeconomic research company FFTT. According to a report by oilprice.com, last month the Shanghai Futures Exchange and its subsidiary Shanghai International Energy Exchange, INE, successfully implemented four tests in production environment in production environment for the crude oil futures, and the exchange continues with preparatory works for the listing of crude oil futures, aiming for launch by the end of this year. Yuan-backed oil and gold futures means that a user can be paid in physical gold, said Alistair McLeod, head of research at Gold Money, a gold-based financial services company based in Toronto. While some potential foreign traders have expressed reservations that the contract would be priced in yuan, according to analysts who spoke to the Nikkei Asian Review, backing the yuan price futures with gold would be appealing to oil exporters, especially those that would rather avoid U.S. dollars in trade. Quote, it's a mechanism which is likely to appeal to oil producers that prefer to avoid using dollars and are not ready to accept that being paid in yuan for oil sales to China is a good idea either, McLeod said, unquote. These recent moves by the Chinese are part of a large de-dollarization strategy by other world powers intent on creating a more multipolar global framework. As we reported in July, the formation of a BRICS gold marketplace could bypass the U.S. petrol dollar, and bilateral trade continues to take shape as Russia's largest bank, state-owned Sberbank, announced that its Swiss subsidiary had begun trading in gold on the Shanghai Gold Exchange. Russian officials have repeatedly signaled that they plan to conduct transactions with China using gold as a means of marginalizing power, the power of the dollar in bilateral trade between the geopolitically powerful nations. This latest movement, quite simply, the manifestation of a larger geopolitical game afoot between great powers. A report by the Center for Research on Globalization clarifies the implications these most recent moves by the Russians and Chinese in an ongoing drive to replace the U.S. petrol dollar as a global reserve currency. I just want to stop there. I know we almost at the break, but that I just wanted to read that because I just found that very telling. Just is where everything is going, and that they're being so explicit in this article. So I just thought it was something I wanted to kind of just read because I think, like I said, it's putting us in the psychology of what's to come, and there's a lot of preparation that needs to be made because once this dollar collapses, it's going to be really a free fall, especially as far as what we see in the street. So I'm going to mute my line there, and hopefully you'll be able to chime in on that to just elucidate a little more. Thank you so much. I'll mute my
line. You know what? Hold on, Raj. When we come back out of the break, I'm going to come back to you. We're going to go because that was going to be the second part of the show, because this is all the weapons. I'm going to tell you, you're going to need everything, and you're going to need people. And I would definitely say the people that you're going to need are the ones that you resonated with right now. That is going to be your foundation. New people? Not for a while, y'all. I'm telling you. So listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to take the last half hour. We're going to touch on this. This is all a part of the weapons and tactics that will be great assets in the future. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. And if you'd like to get in from the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. My man Rise is there. It's going to be in this last part. We'll want to deal with this, the actual China backing, the overall bonds for oil sales now being changed and being sold in a different bond that's backed by gold. And we've been, since the very first show that we've done on Tando Radio Show, that was what it was about, as foreseeing what was going to be coming and why you needed to be prepared for it. Those days we can't get back. Now is where you're at. So let's definitely focus ourselves and be ready for it. So we got a caller in queue, and we're going to go back to Roz. That's out of area code 734. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name and where are you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Dave? This is Arkeith from Detroit. How you doing today?
Arkeith, what's up, brother, my man? I thought that was you. Wasn't quite sure. What's happening?
No, not too much. I just want to let Brother Rob know I did have a chance to watch the documentary on YouTube about the Money Masters. And, you know, I only got to half of it because didn't get a chance to finish watching all of it. But what I can say is this is a 24-hour job, how they dictate how money is being used, not only global, I mean, not only local, but and just in this country, but global. I mean, they have they pretty much dictate how for many, many years how money is being, how we're going to be, you know, how we basically submit to the money, how they go about putting it in front of us. So It was good. I'm glad I'm not even done yet because there's so much more I can learn from it.
Yeah, it's definitely the Money Masters is definitely something Still is on YouTube. You can get it. Got to check that out. That is a fundamental. And then there's a lot that's there that's even not even spoken about. This is one of the things why our seminar is so important, because the individuals, it goes right into much more as to why that is and how to protect yourselves accordingly. So yeah, that is definitely a piece. Definitely finish that out, Arkeith, and definitely come back and tell us what you think about it. And been out for a while. That is something that everybody should take some time. But I would say this. I would definitely say this. Now's the time for everyone to really be acting, because the masters of the manipulation of currency, because what they do is that the system, one of the things that the system is you can't pay them in debt. You can't give them a Federal Reserve note. They only require one thing and one thing. They require assets. They require real money. And they so distorted our overall approach on what money is. They changed it. They keep it so that they changed it so you won't know and they will grow. And a piece of paper never has been nor will be money. Even these bonds, let me tell you, it's so important right now for you to have the anchor that these bonds are going to be tied to. And that's precious metal. Let me tell you something about, I'm in cryptocurrencies, but I know cryptocurrencies is nothing new. It's been the same thing that's been around since I've had a bank account from my very first days as a young child. That's cryptocurrency. When the overall cryptos and the lights go out, don't matter how much crypto you got, matters how much physical assets you have. This is why I say one of the weapons that you need to have, everything needs to be a physical asset. Your energy and your tactics to leverage that energy in an appropriate way. It's not just a gun. Oh, you're going to need one of those too. But what you going to do if you don't have one? Will you still be able to do it? Yes, it's still something that you can do. Everyone is different. Everyone's condition is different. You're going to have to find the solutions that are available, because all the solutions are. There is no leader that we need to follow. There is you. It's you. The solution provider. Once you start providing your own solutions, there is a power, a universal power that the universe responds to. And no man can quail. So we are really, really, and I'm so appreciative for all of you for who you are and what you do, because you are the ones that I will be aligning with. We will be working together in all forms and fashions. I'm not worried about how is it going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Our relationships are too great. We will, and we need to. Everyone needs to do their part, though. Producing. Everyone's going to have to produce something. So let me real quick, Roz read this the one article on from RT. There's another article real quick, and I want to get into this with you all before we get out of here. And this article is, China must pray that the U.S. carries out its threat to cut it off from the dollar. And posted this one is from Russia Insider. Real quick, here we go. Is there anyone in the Trump government who isn't an imbecile? And I will stop right there. No, because that's what all celebrity figureheads do. The last one was they had imbeciles there. That's what they always do. They put before you those imbeciles. This is why having an allegiance to a party and having an allegiance to this and this, it's asinine. It's futile. It's ridiculous. It's destructive. We're getting played. Let me go on. After years of endless military threats against Russia, remember the CIA deputy director, Mike Moultrie, said that on TV, Charlie Rose show, that the U.S. should start killing Russians to give them a message. And the Army's chief of staff, Mark Meeling, threatened, "We'll beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before." Russia's never been, but anyway, Russia ain't been beaten. Ask the Germans. Let's go. All right. So now the U.S. Secretary, now the celebrity figurehead, I always got to add myself. Now the celebrity figurehead, U.S. Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, I call him Mnuchin, Steve Mnuchin, threatened China. If China does not abide by the Washington's new sanctions on North Korea, Mnuchin said, and the U.S. will put additional sanctions on them, talking about China, and prevent them from accessing the U.S. international dollar system known as SWIFT. Here is the broke U.S. government, $20 trillion in public debt, having to print money to which it buys its own bonds. Right there, that means you are dead, broke, done. Benito, fall. I want to categorize it as this. How many of you, if you know someone has bad credit, If you know someone doesn't pay back things, how many of you will give everything that you have or give what you need to someone that you know is not going to pay you back? Who would do that? No, not you. You think, but you know they're not going to pay you back. And you know they're not going to pay you back because they can't, they won't, and it's a trick. How many of you would engage in that? That's what's happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. By you holding your overall U.S. dollars and not saving them as a king or a queen or a lady and gentleman, you are giving your energy to someone that you know is going to steal it and not give it back to you. Because whenever you have to buy your own bonds, who do you think is buying the bonds that no one else? If China just dropped the U.S. dollar, if Venezuela just dropped the petrodollar, if Iran is going, and all these other countries are dropping the petrodollar and the bonds that they're being sold by, guess what? There can't be a seller unless there's a buyer. Who's buying these bonds up? Tap yourself on the shoulder. It would be you. It would be you by way of debt creation, by way of creating the means. And they're going to start requiring that your pension funds buy bonds. They're going to require this and that, and they're going to be buying depreciating debt instruments that have lost their overall confidence. The world has lost confidence in it. The thing about debt is like this, and I put it this way. Once somebody doesn't pay you back, you've lost confidence in them. Now you'll see how bad this is. And that means this, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't get the weapons that you need right now, you won't be able to afford to get them with all the cash that you'll have in the future, because it won't be enough. It won't be enough. Because you'll be the ones that have to buy the overall debt and the bonds that China no longer buys, that Venezuela no longer buys in trades in for their oil for. Uh-oh. Article goes on. Will have to buy his own bond, threatening the second largest economy in the world. The second largest economy, no, it's not even the second largest economy in the world. It's actually below the third or the fourth. Now, the number one economy in the world is China. Number two is the EU. The U.S. is no longer there. Goes on. Threatening the second largest economy in the world, an economy on purchasing power parity in terms that is larger than the U.S. economy. Yes, the overall debt is larger than the U.S. economy. So basically this is like you going in for some milk that costs $100 and you only got $2. You short. Way short. Article goes on. Take a moment to think about Mnuchin's threat to China. How many U.S. firms are located in China? It's not only Apple and Nike. What sanctions on China means that the U.S. firms cannot sell their Chinese-made products in the United States or anywhere else outside of China? Do you think the global U.S. corporations would stand for this? What if China responded by nationalizing all the U.S. factories and the Western-owned banks in China and in Hong Kong? No, it's not a matter of what if. They already have, and it's going to be done that way, and they're going to kick them out. Send them home, but everything else is going to stay. Mnuchin is an imbecile just like Nikki Haley. And I would just say this, no, these individuals aren't imbeciles. The imbeciles are us that believe that there is such thing as these individuals in their overall positions. They're actors playing their roles. He doesn't know who he is threatening. Consider Mnuchin's threat to exclude China from the international dollar system. Nothing can do more harm to the U.S. and more good to China. China already has their own pay system that is coming out next month. CPI goes on. A huge amount of economic transitions would simply exist. A huge amount of economic economic transactions would simply exit the dollar system, reducing its scope and importance. Mostly importance, it would finally dawn on the Chinese and the Russian government that being a part of the dollar system is a massive liability with no benefit. No, they already know. Russia and China should have years ago have created their own system. Being part of the being part of Washington's system simply lets Washington make threats and impose sanctions. The reason Russia and China are blind to this is that they have foolishly sent students to the U.S. to study its economics. I will say this, that is so true. How many of us have been studying the U.S. economics and it has made us fools out of us all? Oh, everybody, put your hand up. That would be us. Tap yourself. Okay, goes on. These students return completely brainwashed because that's what the overall schools are to do. The schools are an intellectual cabal to destroy your overall sovereignty, capabilities, and to seize your energy and your talents for their edification. That's what these schools have always been. Goes on. These students return completely brainwashed with neo-oilism economics, junk economics. The American economy makes Russia and China's economists de facto American sludges. They support policies that serve Washington instead of their own country. If China and Russia wanted to be sovereign countries, they must pray that the imbecile minutia does cut them off from the dollar system that exploits them. Then Russia and China will have to put into place their own system and learn real economics instead of propaganda posing as economics that serve Washington's interests. And let me tell you why they printed this, because they already know it's already happened. This is the plausible deniability, but here's what's going to happen. They're going to say that, hey, we got off of that system because they were exploiting us, and they've been exploiting everybody in the world with these economics, this falsehood, by way of the economic cabal, by way of the military cabal, and by the way of the geopolitical cabal. All of these have been exploiting, stealing our resources, stealing our sovereignty for their benefit. If that's not an act of terror, what else is? And guess what the rest of the world is going to say? Yup, you're right. And guess what they're going to say? They're going to sue the United States. How do sovereign countries sue a sovereign country? They don't sue them in court. They sue them in a battlefield. They sue them economically. They make them pay reparations. They make them restore what they took and stole. This is why there will be the untied states of America. This is all keywords and clamor. One second, Rise. I'm going to go to you. This is all keywords and clamor as to what is coming and how you better be prepared for it. How do you prepare for it? You weaponize yourself appropriately, and you have the sufficient tactics to apply it. Go ahead, Rise.
No problem. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I wanted to say two things for people who live in the New York area and either go to the beach or go on the ocean and decide to swim. Be very careful, because the entire region that Jose is affecting, it is, from what they showed on the local news, is affecting from Cape May all the way to the tip of Long Island. And that whole region, I saw a couple of weeks ago, weirdly enough, is a great white shark nursery from exactly the area that the storm's affecting. So you might see much more great white activity in those regions. And they've even, in the documentary I saw, they showed great whites coming right up into the harbor, right off of Coney Island. So, I mean, they've been in the area for a long time. They just haven't made it a point to attack people. That's because seals are now coming back to the area. They said that harbor seals are there now for the first time in 100 years, which is great white's food. So that's one of the main reasons they don't attack us. But be careful, because you might get a rogue one there, just simply with the weather situation the way it is. And also, I wanted to just chime in on money, because one of the oldest forms of money is the cowrie shell. The cowrie shell was used as money first on the African continent, then it spread to China and to the rest of the world, and it had the same weight today as precious metals did in its heyday. And up until the early 20th century, it was used as the main global currency between different nations before the exchanges were set up and things of that nature. Originally, they were used as money to buy things that were hard to barter, because sometimes certain things you wouldn't be able to always get equal value for what you were trading. So again, the belief in the cowrie shell is money. It was simple. It was natural, It was durable. It was hard to counterfeit. So that's what made it popular as the first form of money. And eventually they started to do just what Dave said. They developed a system where people would use the cowrie shells to pay taxes on slaves, taxes on movable items, chattel items, things of that nature. And from that, it developed into the system that we see with the exchanges and things of that nature. So I just found that a little bit fascinating in regards to the use of the cowrie shell. I actually have an earring that was handmade by a comedic sister named Hatshepsut that's in the form of a cowrie shell. And she told me that it's a gold one. And she said that they used to use those as talismans to attract money. People would wear gold cowrie shells, either a bracelet or an earring. So I have an earring that I wear daily for that same reason, and I think it's worked for me because I've been doing okay. I mean, I'm not thank goodness I haven't been struggling too bad. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Thanks again for allowing me to speak. I'll mute my line. Great show as usual.
Man, well said, Roz. Well said. So yeah, I'm gonna grab one too. But okay, so listen, this is where we are, and we're gonna end out here. We gotta get ready to get out of here. Melanated Root is going to be coming on, I got to get out of here now. Listen, everyone, you have to prepare. You need to get assets, the assets of food, water, and all the essentials of life, but you're also going to need the tangible assets that are going to be monetized for the future, because if you have that leverage, you will become your own bank. You will control the black market that's going to be exploded on here, and you have to conceptualize that. We will talk about that further. We need to align ourselves even more, ladies and gentlemen. We need to align ourselves even more. My relationships with you all should be greater. Our relationships should be greater. But I know one thing, that what we already have, that's the only thing I'm going to be focused on. It's the only thing you should be focusing on, you know, because now is short. Now is short in time. People have to already know. Let me tell you something very, very important. If you don't see what's coming, then you won't know what to do once it comes. And you can see that in the different events that have happened. People had no clue that something was coming, and they did all the wrong things in response because they didn't know what to do. So that should be something that we alleviate. We know all about this and that other thing, so there's no excuse for us to know that this overall system has been demonic ever since. What more clue do you need? And if you can't see it that way, then hey, you know, hey, maybe you're endorsing it or you want it to happen. That ain't me. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Let me make sure just before I can't take any more calls because we got to get ready for Melanated Root. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind, brother, to chime us out of here. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.